Hi, everybody. Well, today is Monday, and it's July 24th, 2017. And let's clear the date here. Remember, the state recycles, and you could be attached to a timeline last year or some other time in the past, even before you were born. So let's clear that energy away. Maybe your body genetics can do all these things to you. Remember, it's not your spirit. It's your body genetics that has the problem. Your spirit is okay each lifetime. So here we go, as it gets cleaned up by the light of the darkness. So let's clear away this energy here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And I'll clear the energy of yesterday, because we didn't have a show, but possibly yesterday was a hard one too for you. So let's clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to bring up the things on your monitor screen. So here comes the energy of peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you have a situation, recycling or going on, physical pain or something, just kind of look at that, take note of it, and we'll see if we can get rid of it on that timeline that you're viewing it on. So we'll get rid of that one timeline. Here we go, releasing this. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And probably around 10 minutes, we'll clear another planet energy. So I think we already have one picked out. But I'll turn it over to our co-host now. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm here. Ron is here.
Hopefully not too far out, right?
I hope not. But if I am, I know how to get myself back into the present moment. I'm just doing the mind-to-heart drop. And also just wanted to welcome everybody to the show tonight. And if you want to check out Ron's homepage, the website where you can find all the information about what we do, what Ron does, and where you will do, if you choose to, all of your Creation Lightship healings, and that is creationlightship.com. And you can find that, as well as all of the links to the logins, to the healings, to any of the information that we talk about, to Ron's networking sites, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, as well as our Wikipedia page. So if you're brand new, just joining us, make sure you check that out at some point. And there's a wealth of information on there. And usually people get kind of overwhelmed by seeing everything, and they think they need all the healings, but they don't. And that's why we recommend everybody do the whole lifetime emotional healing. And that kind of clears away all of the emotions associated with your life. It clears out all your chakras, clears out all of your experiences, the emotional attachments you have to them, so that when you look back at your life, and maybe if you've had some upsetting things happen to you, they're no longer controlling you and affecting you in the present. They are more like you sitting there watching a movie and it's happening to somebody else instead of you, and you still have them, but they're not going to keep recycling, as Ron stated in the beginning, and affecting you in the here and now, which is what you don't want. So you always want to be heart-centered. You always want to be in the moment, and you can do that by clearing that energy off of you, as well as staying in the present by doing the mind-to-heart drop. And if you're looking for audio samples of all these healings, you can find them at the top of creationlightship.com. So thanks again, everybody, and we'll make sure to bring up the picture of the light being that Ron activated at the top of the hour for peace energy during the show for ourselves and our space. So I guess let's just get right into the listener questions, Ron. I was really kind of upset we didn't have a show yesterday because it was kind of a difficult day. So I was kind of like, oh, it'd be nice to have a radio show. But I really appreciate you clearing the date from yesterday. And The first question is about entities, and this listener is asking, when's the next entity clearing intensive call?
I do the alien one, you know, which would be attached to you causing problems, and that would be Thursday. And then I also do one, which is Friday, for entities. So either one, you know, could be beneficial. The one on Thursday is like the alien shapeshifters that come into your body, the alien timelines where you're being controlled. So that's like a replica clearing of you as you focus on a problem. The actual entity clearing that we do to get rid of people, emotional bodies attached to you, that would be Friday. And I'll keep going, I guess, on Tuesday we do energetic cording. So energetic cording is how somebody looks at you and thinks about you and could cause you problems because maybe you did something, maybe cut them off on the highway or something, and they gave you the oneness sign in the mirror or something, you know, and you know that they're also thinking really wonderful thoughts about you. And then you get home and you wonder why your back hurts or something. So that's what energetic cording could be. So back to you.
Yeah, energetic cording is another weekly special call that Ron does every Tuesday, as well as the entity removal special. So that is probably the most intensive call that you could get on regarding specifically entities, which is a weekly Friday call. You can find all information about those calls at the top of creationlightship.com. There are also several whole lifetime clearings for the entities, as well as specific healings geared toward that. So let's see, if you just type in the word entities into the search for a healing box, you should be able to come up.
Whole lifetime. Yeah, we have the whole lifetime entity clearing, so
yes,
that's
the entities attachment
to you over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, it's actually that clearing is specifically titled Entities Attachments Removal, and you can find that on the website. The entities are emotional bodies of people who have passed on, and they're not spirits. They're also the causes of many of our addictions, such as smoking, eating, and drinking, and they come about from entities that reside within us. So that's why it's important to clear those out. And, Ron, I just wanted to say it may not be someone that we're related to. Isn't that correct? Like, we can pick up entities from just perfect strangers, you know, out in the middle of the street, or, you know, when you're shopping, or you can entities can attach to you at any point in time, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh. So it could be anywhere. You could be in a shopping center and wanting to purchase something, maybe, and they could hop onto you wanting to be able to have you wear, whatever you're looking for, and they could be with you because they want to wear the clothing. And they could also come into your consciousness and get you to buy something that's way out of your price range, or maybe something that you'd never wear ever, you know.
I think I have a lot of these entities myself.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I never thought of that, but yeah, that's true. They could be very mischievous, those entities, especially about them buying things out of your price range and things that you would never probably wear. So it's definitely a good idea to get on those clearings and do the whole lifetime entity clearing. And you can also purchase the unlimited option, which allows you to continually do it for as much as you need to. If you are the type of person who seems to have this, maybe these problems in your life, it could be because of the entities that are attaching to you. Okay, so it is 10 past, and I think, Ron, you had mentioned wanting to clear the planet Neptune, and Ron's been doing this. If you listen to the archives for the past week, he's been doing these really wonderful intense planetary clearings for everybody. We've been getting a lot of great feedback and testimonials, And I should also mention, if you'd like to send feedback or testimonials, you can do so by emailing us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if you'd like to send anonymous questions, we have a chat link that's live during the show at the top of creationlightship.com, as well as through our bbsradio.com homepage. You can just follow the chat link and use our fast chat feedback form to send questions that way. So back to you, Ron, for Neptune.
Okay, here we go. So clearing Neptune. So if you'd like to bring up the image on your monitor screen, just go to maybe Google and type in Neptune and go into images or something similar, and you should be able to see different pictures. Just pick one that looks good to you, and we'll start clearing out the energy on it that's connecting two people here on this planet, but mainly it's connected to you. So here we go, taking out the energies now. We'll see what happens. And we got the time-traveling soldiers also in the battle, whatever pops up here. So what these are basically is mind control transmissions down here for humans. So here we go, taking these out. So it could be underground bases. It could be like the satellites that we have, you know, the transmissions. It could be many things. There we go, hitting some more things here. There we go, more. It'll probably be about 3 minutes long, so, or longer than what we have now. So just know it'll take a little bit of time here. And more energies here. And you might maybe send us either CLS questions at Yahoo or the fast link there if you feel different body energies and you are getting freed up here. There we go. For me, it feels more head related, but everybody's a little different. Okay, I guess that's pretty good. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, a lot of people have really been enjoying these planetary clearings. And Ron, will these clearings work on the archives?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to have them work because it's I don't want to get into battles that I don't know about typically. So,
right.
I say no, and it's... That will only work for people that are listening live to the show here. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks. And somebody else was asking if there were 8-hour clearings for entities. I don't believe so.
I don't think so either, no.
Yeah, there's not. It's just the 7-hour calls that Ron does are... They sometimes include entities, but usually those are just the healing intensives. I don't think there's like a call that's eight hours devoted to just clearing entities.
Yeah, if you have lots of entities and do the whole lifetime entity clearing and then purchase the unlimited,
mm-hmm.
and do that 24 hours a day if you want.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, so the next question is, do I have to do the death barcode clearing before I do other clearings like the mental body clearing, or can I just do the emotional whole life clearing and then the mental clearing?
It sounds like they haven't done their emotional one to begin with.
Yeah.
So I'll rephrase that. Now, let's say you're in the hospital and they say you got 2 weeks to live. Okay. In that case, you want to do the emotional one first because that probably gave you your problem. Regardless, and then do the death barcodes, okay? But if you're perfectly fine and healthy, then the death barcodes should wait, and then do your emotional, and then your mental, and then do your fear clearing, because those are the main three that attaches people here and can cause problems. And you know that you're, in the fear energy if you get triggered a lot by something that bothers you, dealing with fear. and then you could have trauma. But the death barcode, everybody has death barcodes put on them at their birth, and that's how they take you out. So I would say, you know, you'd probably definitely want to check if you're over 50 on how many death barcodes you have, because how much longer, you know, are you going to live? You're going to be living to 70 or 80, you know, and you already have some that you probably already went through. So the death barcodes is good to get off of you so you can have a better life and live a little better. But, you know, you want to get rid of the other energies probably first before you do death barcodes. So I'd say if you're if you feel pretty good and, you know, you're not accident prone, then, you know, you want to do the other clearings before that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Or if you have some kind of, I don't know, condition that you've been told you have, that's a really good idea to do the death barcodes, because chances are you're probably thinking about that and it's affecting your life in the now. Along those lines, I do have a really great testimony to read from somebody who has been doing clearing since April. And they wrote, "I've been doing clearing since April and feel so much more life energy. Before the clearings, I was a chronic alcoholic, morbidly obese, clinically depressed, and suicidal for most of my life. And now I have no more desire to drink, no depression, moving better, even though I could barely walk before the clearings. They work and continue to work as I keep getting the dark out of me and working with my lovely spirit. Thank you, Ron, and all his helpers in body and spirit."
That's great. So
yeah, that's
the clearing,
great work.
Yeah, so it's the clearings only help your spirit to be more awakened in you, or say it in a different way, your spirit could be outside of your body waiting to come in because you went through a trauma or something, and it's just waiting.
It can't.
Yeah, and it can't come in. So that's why you do the clearings, and then your eyes get brighter.
Yeah, it can't come in because
that's the whole
thing. Yeah. See, that's a really good point, Ron. I feel like a lot of people, they're like, well, why do we have to do this if it's just about our spirit? You know, why do we have to worry about our body? And our poor body has been going through so much here that a lot of the times our spirit can't come into it. It's very difficult. So would it be fair to say, Ron, well, there a couple things came up when I read this listener's question. I was wondering if maybe if they haven't done any death barcode clearings, do you think it's a good idea for them to do that? Would they be like a good candidate for that?
It's always good to do, even the person that did the last testimonial on death bar about being an alcoholic and not walking and everything, or just in general. You still there, Elizabeth? Uh-oh. Maybe she has weather troubles. So.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. Okay. I had the mute on.
Yeah, that happens.
I have a lot of background noise going on at the moment. Well, the other thing I wanted to say, Ron, too, about this is that there are a lot. We were talking about entities earlier, and if you are having all these physical problems and these addictions, is it fair to say that if you're not doing the clearings and your spirit can't come into your body, that other things might come in there and take their place, like entities? Is that something that could happen?
Oh, yeah. So, like I sort of mentioned, think of, you know, a lot of post office boxes, you know. So you go to the post office and you see walls and walls full of little boxes. And so what's in those boxes? If that was your body and all the cells in your body, who or what's in those boxes when you open the door up? Is it an entity of Cousin Joe? Is it an old drinking buddy that you had maybe 40 years ago? They could still be in there, you know, with your emotional body. They can still be living and have that emotional body of them in there. And then they give you the thoughts to go out drinking. And even though you're in a different state or different country, you still have the remembrance of, you know, Joe or somebody drinking. So that could be in there. And your spirit can only come in when your body's cleaned out. Remember, you had your spirit with you when you were born. It was all that you could bring in here at that time, so you had, you know, a full deck of cards. And right now, because of the traumas and dramas here, you know, your post office is now filled full of other things, these boxes, and you need to do clearings to get the darkness out of you. And you can't bring anything to you unless you're cleaned out. So trying to do some type of, you know, other type of modality, bringing in light, et cetera, which you can't do anyway, but they talk about doing that. But, you know, the only light you have is your spirit, and so you need to clean out to get the spirit to come back into you. And it's a real simple process once you look and see how it works, say, mechanically. If you don't have energies that are of light in you, then it's darkness. And, you know, the darkness came from probably your thoughts or something else attaching to you. You know, it could be, you know, somebody doing a hex or spell on you or whatever. And so that took your spirit out of your body, and or it could have harmed your spirit. But the whole thing is you have to clean yourself out. That's all we do, is clean you out. And then your spirit can come in. Sort of like the song of Van Halen, Love Walks In, not necessarily using the word love, but that's what they made the song from. You know, love walks in, pull the string, so you have to clean yourself out to get your spirit to come in. And that's the whole process. Don't get cleared out, you won't have a spirit with you, or as much, and then you have darkness. And you cannot think your way through this process. You can't think of your way going through a healing, because it won't work, because then you're in darkness, trying to ask the darkness for assistance and help, and they're not going to want to do that for you. They want you to suffer, so they're taking it away from you. So back to you.
Yes, they do like it when you're suffering, because they can take all your energy and use it for themselves, kind of like the Matrix. So, Ron, we got a nice testimonial about somebody who is feeling very relieved that you did the Neptune clearing or a little bit earlier, and they said, my head was fuzzy and now feeling clear. I saw the outer edge move like waves, a wavy line. Thank you. So it seems like they were feeling a lot better after you did that sample clearing.
Well, that's good. Great.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much for letting us know, too. It's always helpful to hear that the clearings are having an effect on you. And it helps the other listeners, too, I think, to hear the testimonials, because a lot of the times it leads us to a new topic of conversation. All right. I did want to ask another question that's sort of related to what we were talking about, and it has to do with the spirit and also ascension. And Ron was just talking about spirit, and this person is wondering, if we do the spirit barcode, will the light find us at ascension, and what will happen to our body?
Yeah, that's why you do that, because as far as your body, your physical body, the spirit barcode has nothing to do with your physical body. So, you know, that's the spirit barcode takes the energy off of your spirit that's being tracked upon your birth by the darkness. So you're automatically connected at that point, you know, with the light energy at ascension. So that's the way that works. It's nothing to do with your body. That's why you have to clean your body out, because your body is not your spirit. A different life form completely. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, the spirit barcode, it's kind of like, I guess, how would you describe it, Ron? It's like a tracking number that they use to find your spirit and abduct it?
Yeah, that is good.
Okay. And somebody else is asking, Ron, when you clear the planets, is the energy just released from the people listening, or is it all humans on planet Earth?
Only people listening to the PBS radio show that we have.
Okay. Yes, so that's great. If you're listening, you're getting released. That's wonderful. Okay, and the next person has a question about how do I clear energies from family members and family courting?
Well, you could pay for a clearing to clear them. That's how it would normally work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want
so
to
you
clear,
could like buy a whole lifetime emotional clearing for a family member and run it on them?
Yeah, that's what you're going to do, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And any other suggestions on how to, because I know with families it's difficult because typically you tend to see them a lot unless you're estranged from your family. And if you are estranged from your family, there's probably a reason why you are. And you're dealing with that. So it's sort of like you never really get a break from them. They're always sort of coming into your life and affecting it. So I don't know if anybody out there listening has any suggestions on how to deal with that and how to maybe more neutrally interact with family because they love to push buttons. So I feel like every time that happens, it's kind of a red flag that you need to get in there and do some sort of clearing because you should just kind of feel neutral about pretty much everything they say. But somehow they're a lot harder to clear. And I guess you could just buy everybody a whole lifetime emotional clearing. And maybe there are some suggestions that other people have to sort of, you know, keep those emotional ties at bay from people and other people that are in your maybe immediate family. So if anybody has anything they'd like to share with us, please email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com or you can use a fast chat feedback form through creationlightship.com or our BBS homepage. Ron, we got a request to do a kind of like, I don't know if it's a combination of food clearing or a throat clearing. Apparently, this listener was forced to eat things that they didn't want when they were very small and they couldn't say no. And they're wondering if we could maybe have an energetic clearing for one event from everybody who maybe has that experience, or if you were like force-fed something or you were made to eat something that you didn't like when you were a kid.
Okay, so just think of that particular food that maybe you were forced to eat. I don't know, you know, everybody has their own type of maybe situation there. So here we go. I can take the one timeline away. So when you think of this, you're probably going to get the worst experience coming up first. You know, hopefully your parents didn't try to cram the food down your throat, you know, anyway, and then you're gagging. But anyway, here we go. Let's release the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And if it really affected you a lot, you might even, since your body, you know, remembers everything, you might even have the taste maybe of that broccoli or something that you didn't like or you know, whatever it would be, green beans or something. Who knows, you know, what it was. So maybe you didn't like, maybe your body wanted to be more vegetarian and they forced you to eat prime rib or something, you know. Who knows? But regardless, you may have the taste coming into your mouth right now. And that's just the way things are. So, and you could be allergic to actually eating that particular type of food now even. So back to you. Hopefully that helped everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. I'm thinking of that, and it's very interesting, the thoughts that came up with that, as well as I think for a lot of people, it's interesting because I know there's a lot of people that didn't get enough to eat that I know of when they were kids, and then there's other people who were, like, force-fed, who were, like, overfed because their parents were afraid they were going to starve. So this is a really interesting topic because I feel like our relationship with food goes really far back and often through the generations. Like, if your grandparents were from the Depression, they were probably, like, saving and hoarding and kind of living under this philosophy that there wasn't ever going to be enough. And then to make up for that, your parents probably, like, overfed you because, you know, they didn't get enough to eat or something like that. So it just goes to show you how all of the actions that are happening in the past can have an effect on our lives in the present. So that's a really good space to get in there and start, you know, doing clearings. And a lot of people describe to me this concept of emotional eating, and it's sort of like you eat when you're depressed or when you're sad or when you're not sure what else to do, maybe you're bored. And I think that has a lot to do with entities, because that could be like a food addiction, but it also has a lot to do with, I think, our past. So it's important to get in there and do those clearings. And I guess Ron took away one timeline with one event, but we could always get in there and timeline crash if we can remember. Or maybe you have like an aversion to a particular food now, but you don't remember eating it. You could always clear that out by timeline crashing.
Yeah, it could even be like maybe a food allergy too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
You know, when you're going to school, you know, as you see your classmates maybe in the auditorium, and you know, you all had brown bag lunches, you know, and you're looking at the other people's food, and they looked really good to you, and what your mother gave you was maybe peanut butter and jelly or something like that, and they're having something else, and you go, wow, why can't I have what they have? Or maybe your mother made your sandwiches, and she loved the taste of mayonnaise, and you hated it, and she put it a quarter inch thick on your piece of bread, you know, and you go, oh, God, I don't want to eat this anymore, but you have to because...
You didn't have anything else to eat.
Nothing else to eat, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always nice when we grow up and then we can just eat whatever we want, usually.
And how many people are still now connected to their mother's food?
Oh.
The way of looking at it, you know, like if you were a good Catholic, I think they used to serve fish on Fridays.
Yes,
and
they did,
yeah. I hated
eating
fish on Fridays when I wasn't a Catholic. So I would, but anyway... Here they come, the fish sticks, like, oh, God, it's Friday again. You know, what an indoctrination to have your whole school being, you know, under the rule of being a Catholic, of eating what they have to eat, you know, fish on Fridays. I don't know if they still do that or not, but did you have that when you went to school, Elizabeth?
No, I didn't go to Catholic school, but... I know people that work. I know they would have these like fish fries, especially during Lent. You know, and people would go around to the different churches and go to them, and I always thought they kind of were disgusting. But I'm sort of like, I'm not a big person that likes to eat out, and I don't really enjoy large events with tons of food sitting around. I just think it's like really disgusting. I prepare pretty much everything, or I try to. I know, you know, sometimes it's hard, but you really do want to control that. You know, I try to eat super healthy, and a lot of the times you don't know what's in the food or who's been touching it or who's prepared it. So, yeah, I don't, I tend to try to avoid that whenever possible. I know, like, at the supermarket, they'll put out, like, those free samples, and it's usually, like, all these old people going over there and touching everything, and it's like I just, like, run the other way. It's like everyone's running toward the free samples, and I just that's disgusting. I don't want to have anything to do with that. But, yeah, I do remember those fish fries. They're pretty stinky from what I can remember. So that's just one of the ways that you can be affected. And allergies, I didn't even think of that, Ron, but you're right. I know a lot of people, it seems like a lot of people have more allergies today than they did, you know, when I was growing up, but I don't know. Anyway, somebody said that they requested to fix, they requested to fix the pain in their foot, so they requested a healing for their foot, and it's gone. Thanks. So this was sent on Saturday, so I'm not sure if this person requested this on the radio show, but anyway, that's great. So thanks for letting us know, and I'm glad you're feeling better. And somebody said, always fish on Friday, especially in public schools. Oh, wow, I don't remember that. So I didn't, I guess I avoided that. See, I always brought my lunch, so I never paid attention to what people were eating.
Yeah, a friend of mine's mother works in the cafeteria when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
Once a week, I think we would have something like a little pizza. And so she would always give us an extra helping at the end of school. But anyway, but the fish, I go, oh, God, you know. So even if you're not a Catholic, they got you.
Right.
Who knows if
well,
they even prayed
see,
on
that's
that
funny because we usually got pizza on Fridays. Like, we didn't do fish, but we would get, like, takeout or pizza. Yeah, it was kind of like fun, you know? She was like, ooh, pizza, yay. But yeah, the pizza didn't have anchovies on it or anything. So I guess maybe it's like a meatless Friday thing. I'm not sure. I think it was just like my mom and dad didn't feel like cooking, so we got pizza. Okay, so I guess we could move on, and we're getting actually quite a few questions now, and this one listener is asking about, actually it's a question about teeth, so we're dealing a lot with the mouth and food and throats and eating tonight, so I don't know what, that seems to be the theme of this show tonight. So this listener wrote, hello, on an old archive show, you spoke of mercury in our dental work and vaccines preventing our cells from holding the light, another attack to keep us from ascending. Could you recommend a clearing for our mouth? The old dental work is gone, but is it really? Thank you.
I'd probably recommend just paying for the water. Water,
the mouthwash water
activation, and do mouthwash water. So that's what I would suggest doing. If you're really concerned, you could go in and do your get the special clearing, and do one maybe for metal poisoning or something. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, and I know that is kind of a lengthy process to have the amalgam removed, but I think it's a really good idea if you do have that because it's highly, highly toxic. So you don't want that stuff in your mouth. Yeah, I know a couple older relatives of mine have that, and I keep telling them, you should really get those taken out. But I don't know. Okay, so Ron, you mentioned that the planetary spirit is no longer with us on old Earth. Has the light of the planet also been turned off?
Yeah, it has, uh-huh.
Okay, and
so there's no light coming to the old Earth, but there is light coming to trees and items that are not human. That energy is still here to help them out, like, animals and maybe grass and trees and things, but they still might look like a cloned image too, but that energy is there to help them, but it is turned off so that the planet will just go its own way into the light of the darkness because it's cloned anyway. So back to you.
Okay. And part two is the weather has been very calm and peaceful in Colorado. The nefarious ones seem to be unable to use their weather-making technology. Thank you, Ron, and light beings. So it sounds like this person has been maybe doing some gray skies clearings where they live. And gray skies clearing is a free clearing, and Ron offers a lot of free healings, and you can find those all on creationlightship.com under the healing login. You can do those all online on your own time, and if you can't sit there and do them all day, then you can start one of the longer ones, you know, maybe while you're at work, and just put your picture up in front of it while you're running it. Okay.
Yep, very good.
All right, so make sure to make use of those because they are there for your benefit and they do make you feel better. We do get a lot of testimonials from people who do a lot of the free clearings, and they're very effective. Okay, so the next clearing, we've been talking about this a lot lately, and somebody just wanted to let the listening audience know that if you are dealing with an alien handler, and that is somebody who keeps tabs on you, you can put the name of the person and the word handler in the natal barcode removal. And the natal barcode removal is a clearing that Ron offers. And a lot of people find a great relief from that because it disconnects the alien dark side energetic controlling transmissions. So anything relating to your name, date of birth, time and place of birth from you in this lifetime. And a lot of people do, I think they can do like social security numbers, birth GPS location, birth location, city and state, time of birth, nicknames, married names, all these kinds of things that are assigned to us. Before we really have a say in anything that's going on, kind of like the food thing. So, yeah. They just should call
and
you.
And also your phone numbers. Your
phone numbers.
And your favorite number that you have.
Yeah, your favorite lottery numbers. Yeah, they love to track you with these numbers. Numbers, numbers. Yeah, they love numbers. Okay. So, yeah, natal barcode is great clearing.
Yeah. So the obvious thing that I never thought about is your age.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, Ron.
How old are you? You know, every year it changes, so you're going to be that age for a whole year. They got you.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I wish we didn't even have ages because I still think of myself as like a teenager, like a 12-year-old. I've basically not changed since that time period. At least I don't feel any different, you know what I mean? But I think there's this weird pressure, and I don't know why people do this, but it's like you have to have kids by a certain age or you have to do this by a certain age, and I don't know, I just never really thought about any of that stuff. So it's kind of interesting because I think that then you start making decisions based on fear, and if you do your natal barcode and your whole lifetime emotional clearing, you won't be making decisions out of fear, and you won't be being controlled by these arbitrary numbers, so you really will have more freedom and choice.
Yep,
and
that's
good. Age is a great one to clear. So I'm wondering if anybody out there has this clearing and wants to try that and let us know how you feel clearing your age from your natal barcode.
Hey, you might even clear the, a lot of people, what is it, what, 16? I guess the age that you can get your learner's permit to drive.
Mm-hmm.
21 to drink, I guess. Some states have it lower, so you may want to clear that. And even clear the day of your birthday for the that's haunting you, coming to you all the time. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, there are kind of like milestone ages too. Like I know. In like Hispanic culture, there's like the quinceañera, which is when you're 15, and in you know, America, it's kind of like a sweet 16, and then you know, there's like when you're 21, you get to drink, and when you're 18, you get to vote. So there's all these kind of like weird milestones that people like put on you, and then like when you turn a decade older, like when you're 20, 30, 40, 50, there's like everyone makes a big deal about that. I don't really know why. I just wish we could do away with all these things, just like holidays. I don't understand them. Why do we have them? Let's just get rid of them. kind of all these things that bring up all these emotions for us, so it's very difficult to stay peaceful at those times. And, yeah, birthdays, too. I think we mentioned that, but you can also obviously clear natal barcode. I mean, you certainly want to clear your birthday.
I don't know. As girls mature and they go through different bra sizes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That could thing as you change your bra size because you're, you know, maybe you want to have bigger breasts. So you're feeling you're more mature, and that could be a really big tracking number for you for that size. Cup
yes.
Size or something.
Yes. And a lot of people get, you know, they change them on purpose.
Yeah. So anyway, you might get that, you know, as, which could be a problem. And maybe, you know, they're too big, and now you keep thinking about it, and they're too big. And the right away, they got you on something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's basically, I mean, I never even thought of that, Ron, but, like, anything to do with numbers and connected to your physical body.
Yep.
Even, like, maybe not even something like, I mean, bra size, that's a pretty big, like, that's kind of an emotional issue, I think, for most women. There, a lot of people are, like, really self-conscious about that and, like, plastic surgeons have made millions of dollars trying to, like, convince people that they're imperfect. So but it goes so much further than that. You have, like, dress size, you know, you're considered, you know, something if you're too big of a size. So I would say guys, too. I mean, I'm sure a lot of men feel self-conscious about that, so it would probably be a good idea to disconnect from those numbers, which, you know, I mean, a lot of the times they're just arbitrary numbers. You know, I have to be a size 2 or whatever. I mean, I don't know what that, you know, a lot of people have that, like they want to be smaller size or they want to fit into a certain size. So those are all numbers, too, that are connected to your physical body. Like you could even do your measurements, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, very interesting topic we're getting to here.
Yep.
So just wondering if anybody has any comments about that, if you'd like to write in and let us know. Maybe if you have this clearing again, you could try this and see how it works and then write us back and let us know at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, so we'll switch gears here a little bit, and we'll go into this person has a question about karma, and they're wondering, how do you disconnect from all earthly karma? And karma is in quotation marks.
Well, the energy is in your DNA, so you need to clean out the DNA of your body to release that. That's what all that I can say. That's the basic thing, you're dealing with that energy.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that they're, I mean, yeah, I would just do as many clearings as possible, and maybe you're even connected to that word karma, and you could timeline crash that, or maybe do an alien keyword intercept, which I think that's a free clearing. It's a free healing. Yeah, alien keyword intercept. Because I feel like a lot of the times they tell us these words, and you're not even really sure what they mean. But if you keep hearing that word, like, or someone keeps talking about karma, maybe that's a good chance to get in there and do the alien keyword intercept disconnection. Because those are generally things that, for some reason, they want you to hear, and you probably shouldn't, you know, feel that you need to connect to that. So that's a good one to do, and just put the word karma in to the alien keyword intercept and maybe see what happens. Would that be something to do, Ron?
Yeah, I think that would be worth doing. Yeah, get rid of that word.
Yeah. Because maybe it's not even the concept. Maybe it's the word that's affecting you. I'm not sure. Just, you know,
yeah.
Thinking out loud here, trying to help give some suggestions. Okay, so does the space clearing have a radon clearing, and will this also eliminate the feeling of weakness?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. The space clearing, I don't know, it may help you not to feel weak. Have to try that and have someone try that and get back to you. Okay, so this relates to a past show, and I think this is, well, we were talking about this a little bit last week on the Monday show, but I think the probably Wednesday and Friday this came up, and someone wrote in and said they wanted to share with us a rhyme that we sang, and this person's from the UK, so when they were kids, and one of the other co-hosts mentioned Jack and the Beanstalk, and it went something like this: "Hee, hi, ho, hum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Oh, blimey." So, yes, those nursery rhymes were quite terrorizing, I think.
Boy, I've never heard that before. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, all of these things are kind of very, very darkness energy. All these, like, little stories and old rhymes and things of that nature, they're very, very loaded with things that you need to clear. So somebody else is asking, and then I think we're going to have to wrap up the show. So, Ron, this will probably be our last question here. This person felt a lot of light energy after your Mars clearing, and they're wondering, can they do it themselves?
No, I wouldn't suggest that, to even try to connect to it.
The only thing I could suggest is doing, like, the planet star cording removal.
Yeah. That's what I'd say. If you want to do something, do that one. But trying to do it yourself, but forget it. You might get hooked up to that planet easily by trying to do something yourself. Not a good idea. That's probably why you're still living here on the Earth and have it ascended, because you were doing things like that. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So we'll end our radio show here. So you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. And I'll do it the long way this time. So here we go. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. Okay, thank you, listeners, for listening. And thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scene. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.